Hello and welcome. This is Colleen O'Grady, the host of the Power Your Parenting Moms with Teens podcast. This is a gathering place for moms to be encouraged, nurtured, and inspired. Also, you'll learn the latest in teen research and trends and get practical parenting tips. You really can improve your relationship with your teen and enjoy the teenage years. Welcome back, everybody. This is Colleen O'Grady, the host of the Power Your Parenting Moms with Teen podcast. This is the last episode in my Dial Down the Drama series. This comes from my book, Dial Down the Drama, Reducing Conflict, Reconnecting with Your Teenage Daughter, A Guide for Mothers Everywhere. And though I wrote this book for moms of teenage girls, most of these concepts also apply to teenage boys. One mom who had taken my program had both a son and a daughter, and she told me that these principles really helped her more with her son because he was more the drama king. Remember that early adolescence isn't just high school. It starts as early as age 9, so this applies to tweens also. So you can head over to ColleenO'Grady.com, and I have a gift for you. You can get a free download of one of my chapters from Dial Down the Drama. And today, I'm going to share some ideas and takeaways from my 13th chapter, Why You Need a Long-Term Perspective. It was about a year or so ago, I was speaking to a local organization. And at the end of my talk, there were three moms that came up to me, and they said, "Don't you remember me?" And I stared at them for a while, and then I went, "Oh my gosh," you know, and so I recognized each one of them. And I had known them from the 80s when I worked for an organization called Young Life. And so I hung out with these women when they were teenagers, and there they were now as moms of their own teenage daughters. Okay, yeah, that made me feel a little bit old, but I couldn't believe it. Look, they look so professional and they're well-dressed. And I could tell you stories about each one of those. And so I drove away and I just was laughing to myself because I remember a time that these sophisticated moms who now have their own teenage daughters, I remember one time we were going on some kind of weekend camp and we had a couple of vans. And in one of the vans, they were throwing, okay, this is kind of gross, but they were throwing tampons on the freeway at the other van. Now, these women that were in this very, very sophisticated organization that I was speaking to, you couldn't imagine that they were throwing tampons at another van on the highway and hanging out of the window. But I remember. And I also remember all their secrets. And, you know, I would hang out with all these teenagers and they would tell me, you know, when they had sex with somebody and when they drank too much and when they snuck out. I knew all their secrets. Now, here they are. They're moms and married and they have their own teenagers. And so this is a long-term perspective, and I think as moms, we sometimes forget that we were teenagers once, and that we did a lot of crazy stuff too. And despite our little secrets and mistakes, most of us make it safely to adulthood, and your daughter will as well. Having a long-term perspective is so helpful and crucial when parenting a teen. Now, when you see this with your own son or daughter, because their prefrontal cortex is undeveloped, so the part of their brain that has a long-term perspective is not developed. So you see this when your daughter thinks her life is over because she doesn't have a date to the game, or, you know, her hair, she got a bad haircut, or she had a fight with a friend, or she's grounded from going out. She feels like her life is over. And you're like, oh my gosh, you just need to get a perspective here. But mom, if we're honest, we can get drawn into the drama with our teen, and then we lose perspective, especially if the drama goes on and on and on. And when we lose perspective, we just want our daughter or son to get out of our house. We can't wait for them to graduate. And we just don't have the big picture. So it's important to remember that your son or daughter is a work in progress. And earlier in my book, in chapter 7, I talk about why the teen is hardwired for drama. So it's really, really helpful to remember that your teenager's brain is being remodeled. Think of a home that's being remodeled. There's a lot of chaos when it's being remodeled, especially in the beginning. But then as you keep working on the house and room after room gets finished, you know, it gets so much better. And so you have to think of that teenage brain is in that process of remodeling. And you're going to see the maturity start to unfold with your son or daughter throughout the teenage years. But it is getting better. That's the long-term perspective. Another part of this long-term perspective is seeing what's good about the teenage years, what's good about teens. And when we can get past the fear and the drama, there is so many wonderful, wonderful aspects of teenagers. I love them. I spent the majority of my life hanging out and working with teens. I love them. They have so blessed my life. I love how fun they are. They're hilarious. They're spontaneous. They're carefree. They see the world in such a fresh way. They're so full of joy. They can get so excited. They're so passionate. They fall so deeply in love. They have such an amazing perspective on the world. They're ready for adventure, excitement. They keep me young. Dr. Dan Siegel, who wrote the book Brainstorm, actually said that there are characteristics in teenagers that adults need to stay vibrant throughout their life. And he came up with the acronym ESSENCE. And he said, yes, there's a downside to a lot of these attributes, but there's also an upside. So in ESSENCE, there's the ES, which stands for emotional spark. So a teenager has that emotional spark that is often missing in adults. Like, we can walk around our days just feeling blah, but they are excited. They are going to a concert and they are like dancing on the roof that they get to see their favorite band. And yet we could go to see an amazing concert and we go, yeah, that's great. So we've lost that spark. So we need to regain that emotional spark. So that's a gift they have for us. Then SE for social engagement. Friends are super important to your teen, like I have to tell you that. They're meeting tons of friends in their classes and at school and all their activities and meeting more and more people. Their social circles get wider and wider. But often as adults, our social circles kind of contract and we aren't spending as much time making new friends. And so we need that social engagement as adults to stay vibrant. Next is novelty. If the teenager is always trying something new, they don't want to be bored. They want to be challenged. They want an adventure. And so they get it. And if we don't provide positive adventures for teens, they're going to kind of claim their own. But we need novelty as adults. I mean, our lives can be so full of routine that we are bored out of our minds. Our teenagers hate to be bored, and that's not a bad thing. So if you go to the grocery store and you tend to walk down each aisle the same way, you drive to school the same way, you do the same things every day, we're not going to be feeling very alive. So novelty creates dopamine. So your teenager's getting all this great dopamine for trying all these new things. And we need that as an adult. We need that dopamine. Dopamine is that neurochemical that gives us positive feelings and makes us feel alive. So the last one is CE, creative expression. So our teenagers have a fresh perspective on the world. They're developing themselves. They're developing their creativity. They have a fresh perspective that a lot of times we have lost as adults. They look at the world. They look at politics. And they're like, why in the heck can they get away with that? And a lot of times as adults, we put up with more and more things and we just kind of give up and we can kind of grow cynical. But they approach the world with these fresh eyes. So often they have solutions that really could heal the world because they haven't given up yet. Another part of having a long-term perspective is remembering that you have many, many more seasons with your daughter. She's going to grow out of the teenage years. She's going to become a young adult. She's going to get her own job. She may get married, have her own kids. And so you're going to have a new relationship with her as an adult. And as she's a parent, and then you become a grandparent. So all these wonderful seasons with your daughter that go way beyond the teenage years. So what's fundamental of having a long-term perspective is first, do no harm. So what do I mean when I say do no harm? You want to be very, very careful to protect your relationship with your teenage daughter. And if negativity is the dominant feeling in your relationship, then you're doing harm. And your daughter may be really, really reactive because she's got that undeveloped brain. But if you are yelling, screaming, labeling, belittling, and it's a negative interaction day after day after day, you're doing harm to your relationship. And there's a myth that when your daughter grows up, then you'll have a good relationship again. And I can tell you, if she leaves home with a bad relationship with you, it doesn't magically get fixed. Those negative patterns have been established, and something needs to be done proactively to change those patterns. I mean, the good news, yes, it can turn around, but it takes intention and effort to do that. Once when I was getting a mammogram, the technician was asking me what I did, and I told her that I help mothers and teenagers have good relationships, especially for mothers and daughters. And she told me when I was in the position and locked in there that her daughter was a fire-breathing dragon and that she prayed a mother curse on her. And so she told me not to breathe as she was taking all these pictures, and I was like kind of gasping, so what is the mother curse? And she said, well, that she will have a daughter that will treat her as terribly as she treats me. See, so what happens is really kind of, this is like a bad rush kind of thing, is that we wish bad things on our daughters because we want her to experience the pain that we felt parenting them. And it goes from one generation to another. And we've got to change that. We have to change it into a blessing of one generation to another. I had a mom come in, and she was in her late 60s, and she was having problems with her mom, who was in her 90s, and she was reacting to her mom like she was 16 years old, and her mother was driving her crazy, and yet her mom was really in a difficult place, and she needed to take care of her mom. So those issues between her and her mother were still as real as they were in high school, and they were 60 and 90 years old. So you want to create a relationship with your daughter now that will last a lifetime. You want to plant positive seeds now that will grow into an amazing relationship throughout your life. A long-term perspective helps you reclaim the gratitude you felt when you first discovered you were pregnant with a baby girl. And you want to hold on to that gratitude throughout her life. I have sat with moms who have lost their teens through suicide or car accidents or shootings. And I can tell you that they would have done anything to have their son or daughter back, even with all the drama. It really, really is an amazing privilege and blessing to witness the unfolding of your teen's personality, gifts, talents, and hearts as they move towards adulthood. By now you understand that there is so much more to your relationship with your daughter than being the heavy and the monitor mom, and that you're learning how to avoid being the drama mama. You are also building a relationship that will take you both into her adult years. The elements that you build into your relationship now will be there 20, 30, 40 years from now. You want to build a relationship that is respectful, authentic, enriching, enjoyable. And those elements will help you get through the difficult parts of your relationship, especially when you have to pull out the mom card. Or some of you might be saying, you know, it's just too late. My daughter hates me. She won't have anything to do with me. She's so rude. I mean, I don't really even like her very much. And maybe in 5 or 6 years, it'll change. Well, I want to tell you, there really is hope. This whole series, my book, Dial Down the Drama, really, it's a handbook to turn things around. You can. I've seen it in my Power Your Parenting programs, in my private practice. You know, if just a little bit of honesty, just you owning a little bit of your part in the drama dance, if you're real and authentic with your daughter, she will warm up. It's amazing how forgiving these teens are. And if you can forgive your daughter, I mean, it's not about perfection. It's really about being authentic, real, loving, asking forgiveness year after year after year after year. I can tell you, my daughter is now 20, and I know I'm not a perfect mom, and she's definitely not a perfect daughter, but I can tell you that I really enjoy my daughter, and I really have enjoyed her every single day. And I don't see her every day right now because she's in college, but I didn't miss the joy, the love, the playfulness, the fun, the adventure of the teenage years with my daughter. What would you like your relationship with your son or daughter to look like now? What do you want your relationship with your son or daughter to look like in 5 years or 10 years? You want to start building that relationship now. Let's say it's a year from now, and you're looking back on this year. What would you like to say about your relationship with your son or daughter? I'm so glad, dot, dot, dot. And I would spend 5 minutes writing out what would be an amazing year with your son or daughter, where you would say, I am so grateful that I didn't miss this precious time with my teen. Well, this concludes the Dial Down the Drama series. You can pick a copy of my book up from Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can go to ColleenO'Grady.com and sign up for my weekly e-zine, where you'll get helpful articles each week. You can join my Facebook community at Colleen O'Grady Power Your Parenting and get daily encouragement. So I have so many things to encourage you to have the best relationship with your teenage daughter. Yes, you really can improve your relationship with your teenager and enjoy your life. You've been listening to Power Your Parenting Moms with Teen podcast. Be sure and go to ColleenO'Grady.com for more helpful resources. You can also get a free chapter from my book, Dial Down the Drama, or join me on Facebook at Colleen O'Grady Power Your Parenting. I'm there every single day. If today's podcast was helpful, go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, and you can order my book, Dial Down the Drama, Reducing Conflict and Reconnecting with Your Teenage Daughter. I will talk to you next week.